Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you haven't already figured it out from the hymns that we've sung so far and from the lessons that were read, the end of the church year is upon us. And as the church year ends, and again with its new beginning in Advent, the church's focus is very much on the end of days, the end times, the time when Jesus Christ returns to judge the living and the dead. Our gospel lesson for today is one of my favorite stories that Jesus tells. This parable shows the importance of being found to be wise. And I don't mean as the world sees wisdom. No, the fact is that you could be an astrophysicist, you could have all the masters and doctorates in the world and still be considered a fool in the eyes of Jesus. Foolishness comes from denying Jesus Christ as Lord. Wisdom comes not in having the best grades, even though you should strive to do your best as God's will. It does not come in having the highest salaries. It does not come in having the praise of the world. It is simply found in having faith in Jesus. We have a parable here that Jesus talks about as the end is near. There are 10 virgins, 10 bridesmaids, if you will, that go and find a place to spend time together while they wait for the bridegroom to come. But while they come, they all grow tired and they fall asleep. Now, the distinction between the 5 wise and the 5 foolish is that the 5 wise brought enough oil to keep their lamps burning until the time that the bridegroom should return. There are days that we grow tired of waiting. But you must find oil still burning in your lamp. Because that is what it means to be wise. Again, I desire that you care less about what the world thinks of you, that you care more about what Jesus Christ thinks of you. He is the King of the universe. He is the Lord of all creation. His opinion matters most because he is the one who will judge in the last day. And if he calls you wise because you believed in him, even when the world called you stupid for doing so, then you are wise. You are not a fool for believing what God's word says, even if the world calls you all sort of bigoted names. You are wise because you put your faith completely in the only source of salvation, Jesus Christ. It is folly to the world to believe that God died on a cross, the death that is the death penalty. It is foolishness to the world to believe that the world was created in 6 days. It is foolishness to the world to believe that there is a distinction between male and female, that marriage is between a man and a woman for life, that children are blessings from the Lord to be saved, not destroyed. And while that is foolishness to the world, it is joy to God because he has declared it to be so. It is foolishness to the world that you got up this morning and found yourself here at church. But God rejoices in it. His angels that you do not see right here and right now are rejoicing the fact that you are here in his presence. The saints proclaim his magnificence, and so do you. That makes you wise. You see, your wisdom doesn't come from you, it comes from God. It comes and it flows out of the wounds of Jesus on the cross. That the marks of the nails that pierced his hands and his feet, that flow blood out of them, flow over you. You are wise because you are Christ's. You belong to him. No one knows when Jesus Christ is going to return. And while people make a lot of money trying to guess at it, the fact is that you cannot do it. Jesus is so very clear. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. And so we find ourselves growing tired. We find ourselves growing weary. When you are young, the temptation is to shun religion. It's to say, I am spiritual, not religious. I don't need church. I don't need Jesus day in and day out. He can just be a second afterthought. We think that we're invincible. We think that when we are old, then we will have the time to repent. Then we will have the time to believe in Jesus. But the fact is that Jesus Christ is coming. You are destined to die if that happens before his coming. And no one knows the hour of that coming. No one knows the hour of that death. It could be today. And so the Christian is always ready. Our prayer is, come, Lord Jesus. We look forward in joy to the day that Jesus returns. So how are we found to be wise? To have your lamps filled, that the fire of faith is burning. The oil in the lamp is that means of grace. It is that faith. It secures you. Every single Sunday, Jesus Christ overflows his abundance in you. He prepares a table before you in the presence of your enemies. And he fills your cup. He pronounces to you his word, read and preached. He pronounces to you that you are his, that you were baptized, that the blood of Christ flows over you and washes you and cleanses you. His word is pronounced that your sins that you have held on to are forgiven. Jesus Christ's words join themselves to bread and wine to give you in with and under the very body and blood for the forgiveness of your sins. This is how you are filled Sunday in and Sunday out. The world is a wasteland. The world is run by the devil who seeks you. He doesn't want you here, but God does. And when this world weighs you down, and when this world tries to tear at you, and you find yourselves being drained day after day in between those Sundays, find yourselves in God's word. Every day being filled with the oil of your lamps. Yes, it is a wasteland. And it's hard enough to make it through this life if you are in church every Sunday. It's hard enough to make it in this life if you are in church every Sunday and in your word every single day. But you will be called wise. Not because your IQ is higher than the world's, but because you believed in Jesus. You made him your all in all. You made him your top priority. The foolish virgins believed at one time, but fell away. And what happens when they come to the door that is shut? Does Jesus say, oh, it's okay. Yeah, you missed the boat, but we'll give you another chance. No, he says to them, assuredly, I say to you, I do not know you. Do not allow the day that the clouds open, that the trumpets sound, to be the day that you are found not knowing Jesus. Because in turn, he will say to you, I know not who you are. Believe in him that the door is opened unto you. Believe in him with your whole heart. Let it actually transform the way you live. And give consideration to the words of our epistle lesson. These words remind us, but concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I should write to you. For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. We don't know when he's coming, but he is. The end will be here. Be found in faith in the Lord. Let yourselves be filled with his grace. Whether church hasn't been something that you've had on your regular calendar, or whether it has been, find yourselves here. whether reading God's word to your children, to your grandchildren, or to yourself has not been something you've done or it has been, find yourself in his word. Whether prayer up until this point is something of an afterthought or is how you begin and end every single day, let yourselves be found in prayer. And I exhort you with these words, therefore comfort each other and edify one another just as you also are doing. St. Paul assumes that Christians will actually be encouraging one another in the faith. That they will see that the days are waning, that the day that Jesus Christ returns is coming, and they will build one another up. You should find yourselves in easy conversation with one another about who Jesus is. It should be as easy to talk about Jesus as it is about the weather, as it is about the Packers, as it is about whatever you spend yourself doing day after day. It should be as easy for the name of Jesus to be on your lips with one another in the household of faith. You should look forward to it with joy, and you should build one another up. When you do not see someone that you know is a part of this family in church for some time, call them up. The pastor and the elders should not be the only line of defense for this. Perhaps they are struggling through something, and we don't know. Ask if you can pray with them, pray for them. Ask them if there's anything that they need, because they are your brother and sister in Christ. We are doing this together. We are being united in Jesus Christ. Our oil must be filled. We recited the words, I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. These are not just some words that we repeat week after week because we learned them in our childhood. These are a confession of what we believe. I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. I wholeheartedly believe that that day is coming. And I want you to be ready too. I want that day that the door is opened unto all of us, that we may enter into the wedding hall and be found wise, not in the ways of the world, but in Jesus Christ. That we are found faithful even unto death, and we receive the crown of life. That we build each other up, that we do not neglect the day of meeting together, especially as that day approaches. So find yourselves in faith. Find yourselves being filled with the holy oil that is God's word and his sacraments. Build one another up. The more you talk about Jesus with one another, the easier it will be to tell Jesus. Tell others about Jesus, because they need to be told too. They need to be found in the household of faith. They need to be found with lamps that have not run out. They need to be built up so that Jesus does not say, I never knew you, but that he says, come, the feast is ready. The church sings, the world is very evil. The times are waxing late. Be sober and keep vigil, the judge is at the gate. The judge that comes in mercy, the judge that comes with might, to terminate the evil, to diadem the right. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.